know. I mean, you can tell the injury's still present, but he looked like he was running pretty good. I seen him try to make cuts on his ankle and stuff like that, and it looked like he was good.
For you, a guy that's, you know, had to work your way up here to this role, is it a benefit to you that this seems to be an organization that puts time into not just the starters, not just the backups, not just everybody seems to get prepared the same way to play, and that seems to be a big benefit to guys when they do have to step in?
No, it definitely is, man. You know, I think, you know, a lot of guys have took advantage of the opportunity, like, you know, DeJuan Harris, you know, a guy who was, you know, just on the practice squad, and, you know, him being moved up and being able to score 2 touchdowns, making some big plays. So I think, you know, they preach a lot about, you know, the next man up, you know, type of thing. So, you know, we all prepare as if we're going to play, and our coaches have a lot of expectations for us, you know, as far as, like, our knowledge of the offense and the special teams. They expect us to know it as if we were starting, you know. So I think that prepares us a lot going into each game.
I'm sorry we got here. After you probably answered it, but if given the opportunity to return, hey, that'd be cool. How do you look at that?
Oh, yeah, I think it'd be a great opportunity. You know, I would be excited to, you know, have the opportunity to be out here and take over the returns and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, it's going to be great.
Have you told you, Jeremy, that's still the guy if Randall can't go on returns? I mean, are you
the
guy stepping in?
Yeah, if Randall's unable to perform, then I'll be the guy to do the returns.
Jeremy, what kind of challenge would that be on the metro? With that noise, are you aware of a hostile environment like that?
You know, I don't think it would be difficult. You know, noise or no noise, I don't think a silence helps me to catch the ball better, you know. I think, you know, it's just playing focus on the ball, you know, whether it's louder or not, you know, I'm still able to focus on the ball and stuff. So I think, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's not, I'm not taking away from how tough of an environment it is, but, you know, I think catching the ball is catching the ball as long as you're focused.